MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO New Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again to talk Red Sox baseball.
All right, let's begin with those two words, last night. What's up?
Well, last night in Cleveland, the Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Connor Wong was the story in this one. He went 4-for-4, two home runs. He drove in three, and Rafael Devers returned to the lineup after having knee soreness. He had three hits in the game and also added a home run. So this afternoon, the local nine looked to take the rubber game at this three-game series, the Guardians, playing the final game of this six-game road trip as well. First pitch is at 1:10 with Chase Anderson on the mound. And Anderson is getting the start this afternoon because before yesterday's game, Sox placed pitcher Brian Bayo on the 15-day injured list with right lat tightness. Red Sox now 14-11 on the season. That's good for third place in the AL East, three games behind the first place Yankees.
Not good news about Bayo, huh? Oh, my goodness, yeah.
The injuries just keep mounting up for the local nine, but they're battling through as best they can.
It's hard to keep track of these guys. All right, well, what's happened since the last time you and I talked?
Well, last Wednesday, the Red Sox shut out the Guardians 2-0. Tanner Houck tossed a three-hit shutout in this one. He struck out nine for Houck. It was his first career shutout. First Red Sox starter through a complete game shutout since Michael Walker in June of 2022. And the game time for this one, Bill, it was a good one. An hour and 49 minutes, the shortest Red Sox game since 1975 and the shortest game in Major League Baseball since 2010. And then on Thursday, the Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. That wrapped up a season-long 10-game homestand. The Red Sox were 3-7 on. Sox made two more errors in this one at the time, giving them a Major League high 20 errors in 20 games. Outfielder Tyler O'Neill was placed in the 7-day injured list before this game because he was dealing with the concussion symptoms after colliding with Rafael Devers after going after a fly ball back on Patriots Day. And also, an MRI on Devers showed that he has a bone bruise on his left knee. On Friday, the Red Sox headed to Pittsburgh for the weekend. Brian Bayo tossed six shutout innings, struck out seven for the win. Sox hit four home runs, but they did make another error in this one. Sox reliever Cam Boozer made his Major League debut in the 9th inning of this game at 31 years old. He's the oldest non-Japanese player to make his debut with the Sox since the immortal Tommy Fine back in 1947. On Saturday, the Red Sox nipped the Pirates 4-3. Masataka Yoshida, the key hit, a two-run homer. Cutter Crawford allowed one run over six innings, struck out seven for his first win of the year. Tristan Casas left this game with a rib injury. He was then placed on the 10-day injured list. Further testing showed that Casas has a fractured rib. He'll be out for some time. And on Sunday, the Red Sox completed the weekend sweep of the Pirates with a 6-1 win. Outfielder Wheeler Abreu had three hits and drove in two runs. Sox are off on Monday. And then the Sox opened up their series in Cleveland on Tuesday, falling to the Guardians 4-1.
All right. Yeah, I like your the caveat there. It's funny. I was thinking of a similar thing the other day. The oldest rookie or whatever to play for the Red Sox, but not being a Japanese player.
There you go. That's the key in that whole that whole explanation.
All right. That makes it hold up. All right. Any other Sox news, Andy, to share with us here?
Yeah, some sad news. Former Red Sox first baseman outfielder David McCarty, member of the 2004 World Championship team, passed away last Friday from a cardiac event at the age of 54. McCarty was at Fenway Park on opening day as the Red Sox honored the 2004 World Championship team.
That's sad, very sad. You're right. Well, Andy, it's I always look forward to get the Major League Baseball news notes from you, things that that I often miss during the course of the week. So what do you have for us this week? What did I miss this week?
Well, we'll start things off with the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run back on Sunday against the Mets, but it was not a typical home run. It was the 176th of his Major League career that moves him past former Yankee outfielder Hideki Matsui for the most home runs by a Japanese-born MLB player. Yankees manager Aaron Boone got ejected just five pitches into Monday's game against the A's because of something a fan said sitting in the first row behind the dugout. The umpire thought it was Boone yelling at him. A few teams continue to struggle as the first month of the season is coming to an end. The White Sox have lost six straight. They now have a record of 3-21. There are already 14 games out of first place in the AL Central, while the Marlins are 6-20, the Rockies 6-19. And Major League Baseball's oldest living player turns 100 today. Pitcher Art Schlock appeared in 58 games between 1951 and 1955 for the Yankees and Orioles. He had a career record of 6-7 with a 4.02 ERA. Three of the Yankees teams he pitched for won the World Series, and he pitched in one game in the 1953 World Series against the Dodgers.
Well, Andy, you've shared a couple of names here that I do not remember. Art Shalhoub, who you were just talking about, and then earlier the Fine. What's his name? I'm sorry here. You know the guy. The guy that from 1947. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're going in the Wayback Machine a little bit today, though.
That's absolutely right. Okay. All right, Andy, with all these injuries, I mean, replacement players, if you will, let me call them that. That's kind of the wrong phrase, I guess, but that the Red Sox have put out on the field in the last week. Anybody catch your eye that you kind of like or not?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, not much to get excited about with some of these.
You know, I try to keep it positive with Andy. I'm trying. No, go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
But, yeah. You know, obviously you got to maybe get a little bit negative. But, I mean, what can you say? I mean, most of that lineup right now, it's a lot of AAA guys that you're seeing out there. And they're hanging in there at 14-11. Bobby Dalbec at the moment is going to get the bulk of the playing time at first base with Tristan Casas out. So, interesting to see if he can rebound. He's been struggling, obviously, the last couple of years, so he's going to get some increased playing time and see how that all plays out unless the Red Sox make some moves to bring in some enforcement, either from outside the organization or bring someone else up from Worcester. So we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. This injury to Brian Bello kind of came out of nowhere yesterday as he pitched a strong game in Pittsburgh over the weekend. So, again, the pitching staff's taking a hit, and obviously journeyman starter Chase Anderson getting the start this afternoon. So they're just trying to piece it all together. It's going to be a tough ride with all these injuries.
You know, it'd be great if that switch went off for Bobby Dalbec. You know, he had a lot of promise. I know there are always question marks around him, but big right-handed bat, Fenway Park, boom, boom. You know, connect seemed like a possibility there, but it's just too bad it never has really worked out.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. Maybe this is the time he's going to shine. We'll have to see.
You got it. All right. Well, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it as usual.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.